Let's head to the telephone. Seth Crane's on the line with us. Time for the KCWM Morning Market Report. Find out about things yesterday at the Hondo Auction. Good morning, Seth. Have a big day yesterday?
It was a pretty good day yesterday, Mike.
Good day.
Ended up with 834 head of cattle, 50 head of sheep and goats. Before I get into the cattle, sheep and goat market really high yesterday. Had some wool lambs there, you know, bring $130, $160.
Man.
It's pretty good young nannies, anywhere from 120 up to 150, it looks like. And kind of same on those little billies. So, you know, if the goat had some quality to it, sure brought a lot. As far as packer cows yesterday, I would, you know, kind of look somewhere about the same there. You know, 44 up to 64 on the cows, $61 up to 80 on the bulls. Had a handful of pairs from 980 up to 1720 on the best pair. And on the bred cows, 860 up to $1,300. Not that many cows, probably 60 at all, I would think, you know, compared to the run we had. As far as the calf market, I thought it was really good. You know, kept talking about those heifers kind of building momentum, and they were sure higher again yesterday. The steers, you know, were as well. You know, cattle really dollaring out a lot of money. Looks like some of those six-weight cattle, you know, up over 900, seven-weight right there at 1,000, and you can get into some eight-weight cattle, and they bring it up there around $1,100 as long as they were all steers and were all good. Had that special stocker feeder sale out there yesterday. Mike, want to thank the judges. That was Tony Volner of Day Cattle Company, and Wesley Wiesen of Capital Land and Livestock. Want to thank all the consigners. A lot of good quality cattle came through the ring out there yesterday. First place pen of steers brought in by the U-Bar Ranch of San Antonio, Texas. Five head of those steers weighed 700 pounds at $1.42. That's $994. Bought by 4S Cattle Company. The first place pen of heifers brought in by the Petty Ranch of Medina up there at Honey Creek. Five head of those heifers weighed 709 at $1.19. $843 brought in by the Gillum Ranch, and that's under the those cattle at the Petty Ranch under the management of Clifford Watts up there. Second place steers brought in by Mr. Bill Frericks of San Antonio, Texas. Eight head of those steers weighed 585 at $1.50 and a half. That's $881 bought by Day Cattle Company. The second place heifers brought in by Mr. Bob Bentley of Divine, Texas. Five head of those heifers weighed 539 at $1.59, $857 bought by Mr. Fred Graff. Mike, this is kind of how we sold everything. Number one end of the cattle, 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.65 to $1.90. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.50 up to $1.86. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.60 to $2.01. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.45 up to $1.67. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.50 to $2. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.40 to $1.62. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.35 to $1.65. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.30 up to $1.51. 6 to 7 weight steers, $1.25 up to $1.47. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.18 up to $1.45. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.15 to $1.41. And 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.05 up to $1.29. Thought we had a really good sale. Like I said, the market was, you know, just plenty good everywhere. It looked like I was real pleased with it.
I was going to say, not too many soft spots in the market. Looked good all the way through, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Unless one was just, you know, plainer or, you know, a longhorn cross or something, you know, of some sorts, or a confirmation flaw, you know, it sure looked like it wrote well.
Well, all right. Hey, I want to take you back here for just a second. I want to ask you about something. I missed last week's report with you because, well, frankly, I overslept. I don't do that often, but last week I intended to ask you about a trip you had made. You'd been at National Auctioneer Contest? You're one of the judges, right?
One of the regional qualifiers.
Okay.
The LMA had asked me to go up there and be a judge in Imperial, Nebraska.
So. All right.
You bet.
So how'd that
go? Pretty good experience. Went up there to a big cattle sale and judged about 25 auctioneers, and them guys were really good.
Yeah.
A boy from Iowa won it there that day, and I tell you what, he sure knew what he was doing. I know that.
A lot of fun to watch those guys work, isn't it?
Yep. And a lot of fun to watch a different sale barn, different set of cattle, and get to talk to a lot of different people from the north. So
yeah, it's a different world, I guess, a little bit.
For pretty good time. You bet.
All right. Sounds great. Seth, let's get your phone number and stuff.
All right, Mike. If anybody has any questions on yesterday's sale or the upcoming sale, you can get us right there at the office, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the air base in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at HondoLivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.